My tears dry before they shed. I'm about to lose my head.
Elalea, it's quite a voice, isn't it? And she has quite a story. She was born in Azerbaijan, a Muslim girl in the old Soviet Union who loved jazz, and married a high-ranking Soviet Army officer. She sang for a Moscow jazz orchestra, although by law, in those days, she couldn't sing in English. They had a son. A couple of influential Americans heard Elalea sing and helped her and her son Sergei leave the USSR and immigrate to the United States, where she married a rabbi and settled in Chicago. And we'll get to the rest of the story in a while. But first, Elalea has a new CD, Secret Lives of Women. And on it, she sings about Anne Boleyn, Cleopatra, Princess Diana, Mata Hari, Sappho, and Sarah Bernhardt, remarkable women, all of whom she says have been a great source of inspiration for a remarkable singer. Elalea joins us from NPR West. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us about the Azerbaijan of your childhood.
I always say that it's a magical land, just a magic carpet away. I grew up in the country, Azerbaijan, that was partially Muslim, partially Soviet. So very interesting combination of communism and religion, Muslim religion. Moscow was far enough, so we could probably say that we had more freedom than the rest of the Soviet Union had. Lots of music. For example, mugam, it's a traditional Azerbaijani form of improvisational singing. Mm-hmm. That's what was probably my first influence, musical influence. Then I studied classical music, and then I was introduced to jazz. Initially, I thought that classical music is going to be my life, my future. But hearing jazz, I had to try to do it. And probably the first girl who played piano and sang jazz in a club in Baku.
Now, I gather that you were a big hit in Moscow, but earned about as much as a bus driver, which is good and honest work, but probably not what you're thinking when you go into show business.
I will tell you the funny story. We recorded an album of children's songs. Mm-hmm. And before even I left the Soviet Union, the number of sold recordings stood somewhere around 3 million. And I earned 15 rubles. I wouldn't even know how to compare it.
15 rubles is not $15 million, but it's probably closer to, what, a dollar or something?
I don't know. But I have to say that, on the other hand, there was something very pure about just being an artist.
You were not discovered by, like, Sir Elton John or Sir Cameron McIntosh, but a couple of influential people, at any rate. If you could tell us the story. You were singing in a jazz club. Well, I'll get you to pick it up.
Yes. I performed in a club that was located across the street from the American Embassy. Mm-hmm. And once I was told that it's Armand Hammer is having his group. Mm-hmm. For his 90th birthday in Moscow.
This is the man often described as billionaire industrialist Armand Hammer.
Yes. He was surrounded with very interesting people. And they asked me to show them Jazz Moscow. And I took them through a few jazz clubs. They were all, of course, underground. And we had a wonderful time. And later, they helped me to come to this country.
You left, let me see if I can put this together. You left your husband, who was the Soviet Army officer.
Yes.
You came to the United States. You married the Rebbe.
Yes.
And you settled in Wilmette, right outside Chicago.
Yes.
And you're living a happy life. And
we then started, yes. We started living a beautiful life.
And then your son got sick.
It just happened. Mama, my tummy hurts. That was it.
He was 9?
He was, when he was diagnosed with leukemia, he was 5.5 years old. But he died a few days before his 9th birthday.
I'm so sorry.
You know, it's what, I remember one lady gave me very good advice. She said, you can never overcome, just keep yourself busy. And then I think it's a human nature to grab for any reason to continue on. And for me, it was going back to music.
Thank you for talking to us about that. And we'll talk about this new CD, Secret Lives of Women.
Yes.
In fact, let's listen to, if we could, Femme Fatale.
She's a mistress of deceit. Before you know, you're at her feet. She steals your money and your heart. She's like a fine work of art, a secret alley of desire that takes you higher, higher, higher.
Song about Mata Hari, huh?
Yep. She's the ultimate archetype of femme fatale, an exotic dancer. And it's very interesting because she was, in a way, at the beginning of the 20th century, Hollywood star-like. She was also a courtesan, and she liked to spend time with high-ranking officers on both sides.
So we're talking about World War One now.
Yes, yeah. World War One. She witnessed a lot of conversations and secrets and everything, and someone just wanted to get rid of her. And she was accused of being a German spy, which there is no evidence whatsoever, but she was shot.
I want to ask you about a song that is very sad for almost everybody still. And this is the song, Irresistible Lies.
I won my sweetest prize. Your irresistible lies. Blue like the morning skies. Your irresistible lies.
You imagine this as a Princess Diana song.
Of course. And she was the one I kind of inspired me to create this work. This beautiful fairy tale that turned into nightmare of lies and loneliness and then ultimate self-destruction.
You placed me on a throne. A foolish queen's demise. Your irresistible lies.
Is there a part of you that identifies with all of these women?
I think that one thing that unites probably me and reflects on their lives is the very complex lives and a lot of changes that each of my heroines had to go through. In case of Anne Boleyn, it's a rise from a knight's daughter to being crowned as a queen of England, then from the throne of England to the block. In case of Mata Hari, is again coming from nowhere, becoming a star of the stage and then being shot, executed. So working and writing, in a way putting words and giving voice to these women, I wanted also to learn more about myself, to see what's ahead of me.
I'm glad you're doing well.
You know, it's music. You cannot do badly with music.
Ella Lea, her new CD, Secret Lives of Women. It's so nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.